want to draw your attention to four passages of Scripture. We're going to look at two passages in the Old Testament, and we're going to look at two passages in the New Testament. We've been considering the Old Testament. We are now considering New Testament. And the first little passage I'm going to read is in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18. Chapter 18 of the book of Jeremiah, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it another vessel, as seemed good, in to the potter to make it. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? Behold, this is the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house." Second last book, the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah. I shall just read from verse 11 to verse 14, just to give you some, try and link you on with my thoughts, what I have to say about them. Verse 10.
Chapter 11
of the second last book of the Old Testament, Zechariah. Verse 10, "I took my staff, even beauty, cast it asunder, that I might break my covenant, which I had made with all the people, and it was broken in that day. So the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was a word of the Lord. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they wait for my price, 30 pieces. And the Lord said unto me, cast it out of the potter." I want you to notice this, a goodly price. A goodly price that I was prized out of them, and cast them to the potter. Matthew's Gospel. I'm not going to read the connection. You can read it yourself. It's chapter 27 and it's verse 5. Verse 5, chapter 27, the Gospel by St. Matthew. We are now tracing the footsteps of our blessed Lord when he's going to the cross, his trial, his apprehension, and his trial. Verse 5, "And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple." verse 6, and the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "'Tis not lawful for to put them in the treasury, because it is the price of blood." They took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field is called the field of blood. Yeah. This is the final passage I wish to draw it. In the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9. Now, I shall just read from verse 19 for brevity. "Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, another unto dishonor? What if, God willing, to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath?" Verse 23, the next verse, "that he might make known the riches of his glory in the vessels of mercy which he hath before prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of Jews only, but of Gentiles." We have been considering many precious things, figuratively and actually, in the New Testament. How wonderful they all are. How wonderful they all are. In the passage I read, the first passage, what is brought before us is that the vessel which God took up and built a tabernacle with all its furniture was that Israel might approach God, and that he might approach him in the dignity in which God intended it to be so. So, after he had fed them, as it fell, the angel's food that he fed them with, this was for service in the tabernacle. Lord's Day, we might have had difficulties in the subject which was before us, but there was one thing impressed me, and it was this. The reading proved to me that God expects and has made provision for and has furniture for the expression of intelligent service. Israel had failed. Not only had they failed in what God gave them in a tabernacle, but in what God had given them in an exceeding magnificent temple, and he had made his name blasphemed among them. God says, I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in. He says, you go down. I'm to the potter's house. There's a potter's field, there's a potter's house, there's a potter's field, potter's house, the potter's field, potter's clay, and a potter. Get a hold of the last bit. It's the most important bit. Some years ago, almost between 30 and 40 years ago, I was wandering in London, and I went across the doorstep of a big store, big place selling exquisite pottery and all that goes on with that. It was Export Drive at that time, and I wandered in. I wasn't going to go. And here I saw him working. One of the most skillful men, Staffordshire, I would judge. There he was, with the wheel going round, he made the vessel. Just like that. Just like that. And as long as I took to do it, he did it. As short a time as I'm telling you about it, he did it. And he did this. He rolled the whole thing up together, stuck it all together, and he made another vessel. And there it is. Hath not the potter power? Oh yes, he set Israel aside in his ways, and who shall say that he might make another vessel? That he might make another vessel. Our brother has been drawing our attention and the reflecting capacity, shall I call it, of that vessel. But between the two, our brother has spoken about his glory. Our brethren have been speaking about the glories they're his. Mr. Boyd in his poem, Chaos, isn't it? Speaking about man, he says, only a spot in creation, only an atom of dust, only a generation reeking with pride and lust, only a mob of people bent on their willful way, bartering, giving, taking, busy with heart. In Zechariah, give me my price. The price was 30 souls. Joseph was sold for 20. Give me my price. And they weighed for my price. 30 pieces of silver. Now I'm going to ask you, as you sit in that seat, I ask myself, what are your values of Christ? What price have you put on his head? Eh? You can judge it by my demeanor and actions in this world. So they weighed for my price, 30 silver pieces. Is that correct? The price in Leviticus, at the end, where you get the title, the deed, and the price, they should have given 50. 50 for a male, over 20, under 50. Pieces of silver. A female, 30 of silver. So they weighed for my price. So he covenanted with them the instrument to carry it out. they covenanted with him. And it was 30 feet away. We can't put it in the treasury. Oh no. Corban. We can't put it in the treasury. Oh no. What we're going to do? It's the price of blood. Cast it to the potter. Cast it to the potter. The ball is passed into the... Dear brethren, whatever we have in this world, and that's what we are here. In God's sight, we are strangers here. And how strange we are, we can measure it up ourselves. To bury strangers in, and we have a right to a piece of ground. Blood. Now then, everything hangs upon this man. In the Epistle to the Romans, we come now to the vessel that God has chosen. He's got power over the clay. It wasn't the work that was wrong, it was the clay that was wrong. It was the clay that was wrong. And he is fitting a vessel. The moral qualities that God requires. And he is molding, fitting, and fashioning. And the altar and the brazen altar, the curtains, table of showbread, and the golden altar, they're all teaching us, fashioning us, and molding us. And muse and meditate. Raise our spirits in where glory dwells. And he's fashioning the vessel. Vessel of mercy. We're all vessels of mercy. And God is fitting us. Fitting in the light of that wondrous vessel. Shall the city of God be fair? He shall shine who is like to the jasper. In his brightest glory there. Undimmed by that wondrous vessel, that light of... She's going to fill the earth with her gladness. Heavens above. That's the vessel. The complete vessel. Shall be for his glory and for his praise. Throughout all ages. World without end. Amen. Vessels of mercy. Fitted.